Lesson 79. In Lesson 79, Sam, are there more ways to spell the long A?
Yes, Helen, there certainly are. And in Lesson 79, we have two rather interesting ways of spelling long A, in which the letter A isn't even present. E-I and E-I-G-H.
Now, this is what makes English more difficult to master, isn't it, Sam? The spelling for the vowels, long vowels especially.
Yes, that's because so many of our words have an old origin and were pronounced differently years ago, centuries ago, but the spellings became standardized when the dictionaries were first created, were first printed. And so the spellings that have come down to us are the ones that we use. There have been attempts to reform our spellings. One of the interesting things about our spellings is that they help us recognize the meaning of a particular word in print, because we have so many words that sound alike that sometimes we need more than one or two ways to spell the same sounding word, which have several different meanings.
Right, right, correct. Otherwise, we wouldn't know if we were talking about someone ate an apple or there
right.
were eight apples.
Exactly.
Because there are different spellings, and those are the clues.
Yes, if I said the word ate, you wouldn't know whether I was referring to the past tense of eat or to the number eight.
Correct.
But if you saw the word E-I-G-H-T, you know immediately that that word refers to the number eight.
So now it's very important that the students not only master the spelling as we've laid them out, but also check with the dictionary so they really understand what that word actually means. So
yes,
they're building their vocabulary, not just memorizing the long A.
Exactly.
All right, let's read through Lesson 79. The long A with the spelling E-I. In the first column, the words are rain, vein, veil, air, there, beige. Next column with the E-I-G-H spelling. Way, slay, eight, eighth, weight, freight. And in column three, the words look very similar, but are pronounced very differently. The first word is rain, and the word in the box is pronounced height. All right, let's read the sentences in Lesson 79. Bill is eight. Jack has 8 cents. Kay's hat has a veil. Dave ate 8 cupcakes. The freight train came. Can they weigh the freight? Yes, they can weigh the freight on a scale. They will play with their game. Dave and Kay are on the 8th day of their game.